The Senate makes another run at the border. This is Dave Ross. The Senate has figured out that the only thing worse than 11 million illegal immigrants is 11 million ticked off illegal immigrants with friends and relatives who can vote. So here's the Senate compromise cooked up overnight. You would divide illegals into three groups. First, you'd have the senior illegals who've been here more than 5 years. They would get the chance to become citizens and could stay here while they do. Then you'd have the junior illegals who've been here 2 to 5 years. They too could become legal, but only if they leave the country long enough to apply for legal documents, allowing them to come back. And finally, you'd have the freshman illegals who've been here under 2 years. They'd be deported. Period. So basically, the longer you've been illegal, the better your chances of becoming legal. But Dave, you ask, how do you know which illegal immigrants have been here for how long? Take a biopsy and count the rings? I don't know, but Republican leader Bill Frist says whatever it is, the onus will be on employers.
Worksite enforcement that stops employers from hiring illegal people.
So an employer who wants to legally hire illegals would have to prove that their illegal employees have been illegal for at least 5 years, because it would be legal to hire a 5-year illegal, but illegal to hire a 4-year illegal, unless he became legal by leaving the country, touching base, and coming back legally. But hire someone who's only been illegal for 2 years and you're automatically out. In other words, American immigration policy would roughly follow the infield fly rule.